What was the case again?
Peros, so if one person wants to make a bracha for many people, everybody's going to eat peros, right? So the Ram held that you don't need haseva in that case. Correct?
Is it during the meal?
That is the meal. That's what you're having. You're having peros. Right? Yeah. What's that? And only pas and yai need a seva, correct? What was the story again? You weren't here for that?
No. So sad, I missed the whole thing. I don't even know what the problem is with the Rambam. I don't know why. Like, why there's a whole chua.
Okay. Trying to get my head back into this. Hold on. What?
What was the problem with it?
It was like a month ago, right?
It just looks like he passed him like it looks ago. Like he just passed him like Rabbi Yochanan straight from the Lishna Kama.
I have the Rambam here. Yeah, because the Rambam didn't. It seemed like he wasn't passing like either side, right? But the Svara was that. Because it seems from the Gemara that on Peros, one bracha won't work for everybody, right? That's the way the Lishna Basra seems. Then only Yayin and Pas, Haseva is effective, right, Levi? Mm-hmm. Lishna Basra. Yeah. So the Ram says that's impossible. That was the Ram saying. Says it's not possible to say that Peros. You can't have one bracha for everybody. Right? Because that would make peros more chashuv than pas. Right? Coming back to you?
Like a bad dream.
It's not possible to say that you can't have one guy
in the bracha. Rambam held that to say that one bracha, to say that you can't be motzi somebody else with a bracha on peros, would mean that Peros is so chashuv. That was what Rav Menoram was explaining.
Yeah, that's a weird
thing. Says it would mean that, he says the only thing that would make it impossible to make one bracha for many would be to say that the shevach on the pri is so great it requires an individual expression. That was, it's such an important shevach that I can't be yotze just through a group. I have a personal obligation to make the shevach myself, and to delegate it to the group would be a gnai, right? That's what Rav Min Aram said. That's why the Rambam held it's not possible to learn the Gemara the way, because obviously pas is more chashuv than any pas is the most chashuv, and by pas you can have one bracha for everybody. And so you can't say that pas. You can't say peros are more chashuv than pas. Because that would be, what do you say, giur b'shmaya? Giur b'shmei shmaya ve'ezrach b'ara. No, yetziva b'ara ve'giur b'shmei shmaya. So that would be an inversion.
What does that mean?
It means that the gear is in the highest place, and the citizen is in the lowest place. Means it would be impossible. It's an expression anymore. But so therefore he held that both Lishnas were really the same. That was his thing. Both Lishnas were the same. Correct. But what was the Svara? The Svara was that one second.
How does it go on? Right.
That pas is really chashuv, and that would require an individual bracha. Right, but since you have a chabura, since you have haseva, that makes it like one. He had two possible svaras, Rav Miram. Either it's a greater kiyam of Barov Am Hajis Melach, right? Or it's an idea that the Haseva makes them into like one entity. Correct? But the point is, from the Rambam, it's the Rambam doesn't have two lishnas in the Gemara. He holds they're both saying the same thing, and Lamaisa, Peros don't need Haseva because they're not chashuv. This is not a chashuv kind of a thing, so there's no problem of having one bimotzi with the bracha, and you don't need Haseva to create bracha achas mekulon. Okay, but according to the other Rishonim, it's a big question over here, right? Whether you can say that other people can be motzi with peros, right? Like the rush, correct? The rush had a different way of learning. Right?
Tor apparently liked his father's sword. No, because he says it's because they're chashiv.
Yeah, what is the Tor saying? Well, the rush learned the two lishnas like this, right? He says like this, that... according to the first Lishna, midi the chashiv boi haseva, right? Only things that are chashiv require haseva. Rav Yochanan sover yayin nami chashiv avashad dvarim kulu lo boi haseva, right? According to the first Lishna, something that is chashiv requires haseva, right? Similar to the Rambam. But peros don't need aseva. Lishna basra midi the choshev le mahani le aseva. According to lishna basra, something that's choshev haseva is effective, right? But shakol dvarim lo mahani le aseva. What's that svar? That svar we never defined, right? The lishna basra according to the rush, to say that what? That if it's choshev. If it's chashuv, sorry, you're like thrown into the middle of a whole
whirlwind.
His bad dream. But
some people's garbage is other people's treasure.
Yeah. But right, this far, the coin to the rush. And the question is like this. We say that pas is considered a chashuv. What does it mean, pas is chashuv? Right? What does it mean, pas is chashuv? It's a different type. It's not just a regular food. Okay? It's not a regular food. It's a staple. It's the main nutritional food. And not only that, in terms of the way people eat the koveya on pas. Pas is the main feature of the suda. I mean, today with the excess that we have, it's not so much that way. Bread is the secondary. Many people don't even have a suda with bread at all. But in terms of nutritionally, it contains the essential elements of nutrition, and the suda was. I said even today though, if you go to a restaurant, you have a good restaurant. There's bread on the table. That means that you're sitting down. Certainly, when you have bread, it means you're not snacking. It means you covet yourself for a real meal. It's true. Not every single meal has bread, but if it has bread, it is a meal, right? So bread does have a special position, even bisman hazeh. And that's what we mean as chashuv. Okay, we gave two possible ideas of chashuv, but this is good for now. So therefore, he goes like this. So now the question is, but shad dvarim are not considered chashuv. They're considered just snacks, right? In terms of food, it's not it doesn't have the same position as bread. So now the question is, for some reason, that factor of chashuv is going to make a difference in whether I can be motzi you with a bracha. We're both having bread, right? If we're both having bread, So the Mishnah says that when you're sitting down for bread, in order for one to be motzi the other, we all have to be kovei ourselves together. So in the Zman of the Gemara, like on the Seder, they used to lean. They used to sit on couches. Like a formal Suda. It was a Suda, everybody would have their couch and their little table in front of them. And if you get into that couch, that means you are setting yourself up for this party.
Okay? So rooms aren't good enough?
Rooms were not good enough.
Right.
In the time of the Gemara, rooms were not good enough. That's not the way they did it. It was a very formal Suda. A lot of the Gemaras talk about the minhagim that they had during the Suda, how they would conduct themselves. And since that level of formality existed, anything short of it was an indication that you weren't really setting yourself down to eat. It was more casual. Okay? And the Mishnah says, in order for one to make the bracha for everybody by bread, they have to be kovei themselves. They have to really be joining together in the same activity. It has to be a unified activity, and the way you join together in the activity is haseva. That was the fact. Okay? But now the question becomes, what about foods that you don't sit down to eat like that? Let's say peros. There's no such thing like that you sit down and you kovei yourself from peros. So on those things, do you need to do haseva? Or will haseva work? Or will it won't work? Okay? In other words, that's the way the Rush is learning the second part of the Gemara. That only by pas, if you do haseva, then one can make the bracha for everybody. But on Shar Dvarim, if we get together for apples, and we all get on the couches, it won't help. Even though we're all sitting down in the same manner as we would for bread, and by bread, that would allow one person to make the bracha for everybody. Right?
Everyone sharing the same apple.
It doesn't matter, because we're not going to share the same bite. But we're not going to be nene exactly, right? But by Shar Dvarim, he says it won't even work. So why? No, he's saying it has to be chashiv in order for the haseva to be effective. Yeah.
Because chashiv means that there's that inherent in this ochel is a certain type of a type of an achila that's like that's kavua. There's a derech achila that's a kavua one. So therefore, that's when you can have a tsiruf between the bnei chabura, so that one guy can be mivarech l'kula. So what the haseva does is
it's
kovea.
We did define this once.
What's that?
I think we did define this once, right? Yeah, go ahead.
It's kovea which type of a derech achila you're engaging in. But by the shards of arm, they don't.
No,
have
you
any
need two things, right? You need to have the reality of a
meal.
What's that?
Like a real meal.
Like a real meal, correct? It has to be a real meal, and then you have to join it. So you need two things. You need to have the substance of a real meal, which would be pas, and then of course you have to join it. That would be haseva.
Can you transpose the circumstance where it is actually a real meal? Suppose like in a time of war where it is the only apple, and you're around the table and you're sharing the nutrition of that apple.
Not a meal. A meal means to them, a meal meant it was like a social activity. It was a real social activity it's based on human conduct. The brachos of Shevach, because it's really, how do you have one bracha for everybody? Because the brachos were instituted around the conduct of man, the way man relates to ochel. There's a way to relate to ochel individually, and then there's a group activity. But only certain foods rise to that level. Even if it was in a necessity, it wouldn't be that social activity.
Unless they didn't know any better, and let's say it was an area where apples were the staple.
If apples were the staple, that's an interesting question. I mean, there's such a thing, you say, butla daita eitzel kol adam. We say, there's certain cases we say, we don't make exceptions.
Well,
that you're considered a hotza?
Because they bring down what the machlok is about, yayin bezmanazet. That the machlok is, do you say butla daita? Like, if you are kovei on yayin, then we say, it doesn't matter that people don't do it.
Right. Well, that right. I mean, that Gemara. But that was a question by Benchim. That was a question if you have to make a birkas on mazlan yayin. That was a question about birkas on mazlan yayin.
No, I'm talking about the case of echem uvarach and tula.
Yeah.
Where the tour and the smog are calling about bismat azed with the tosos. Do you say that nowadays? I'm saying that itself is a machlokas. Do you say that just because no one does it anymore, that therefore you can't have one guy do uvarach and tula? Mm-hmm. Seems to, I mean, that's the way the
but it would seem to be a question of if it's a takana. Now, if you're going to say that the chachamim, when they made the halachas of brachos, they chose different foods to allow a bracha of one for everybody, then it can't change. They based it on certain reasons, which they held were universal, and just because there's one strange group, it's not gonna matter because they made a takana that pas. The aseva doesn't need one bracha for everybody, but if it's just a question of that when they join together, that itself is the cause of one bracha. Then maybe you're right. Maybe if there's one place that they only have fruits, right, and that's the highest level of heaven for them. That's a real treat when they get together for the apples. Maybe you're right. It's a good question. It's a good question. What's that, lady?
For Adam.
Adam and Chava. But anyway, yes. Yeah, so that's according. So that's the Lishna Basra, right? Lishna Basra says it has to be. It has to be chashuv. It has to be chashuv. And what? And you have to join the right. So that's the machlokes between Lishna Basra and Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama held that what? Lishna Kama held. That what, Levi?
Only pas needs
haseva. Right. That's more like the Rambam saw. That since it's really chashev and requires a good shevach, you need to make up for the fact that you are not making the shevach yourself. So you can do that by making the group is considered like one entity. So now there is no chance of an individual bracha because the individual is lost. Right, but that's the machlokes between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. And what does the Rosh say? He says that we paskin like Lishna Kama, right? We paskin like Lishna Kama because there was a case in the Gemara where they were eating fruits and one person made the bracha for everybody. So you see, the Rosh says Lamaisa that what that when you're eating fruits. That when you're eating fruits, you don't need haseva at all. Right? So you have the Rosh and you have the Rambam. Both would say that on fruits, bizman hazeh, one person can make the bracha for everybody. So what's the problem? So who holds the other way? And that's the way the Mechaber paskins. Right? That's what the Mechaber says. Mechaber says, I'll call peros for shar dvarim chutz mipas v'yayin. So on all foods, except for passing yayin, which are choshev, one person can make the bracha of everybody. Afilu below haseva, because even without haseva, because on those things, they don't require haseva, because they're not choshev. Umiu yeshiva mi aboi. It's an interesting thing. He says, but you need yeshiva. Why do you need yeshiva? It's a good question. Why do you need yeshiva? He has a whole question over there, right?
Yeah.
In the Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
He's not sure if you need yeshiva.
Just sitting down together.
The davka pas v'yayin boi yaseva. Uldidon have yeshiva come over haseva uldidu. All right, one second. But the Ramos says the yesh omrim the bechol advarim chutz mipas v'yayin lo mahani yaseva. Ulechein nagu achshav v'peor shekol echem v'varch latzvo. Yeah. So that sounds like the Lishna Basra, right? He says that's the Beis Yosef Kufay and Dal B'Shem Ravid. What's the Ravid Svara? You saw that one?
I saw that they just mentioned that was the same sheet as Tosos.
Yeah. So lemaisa to machlokas, right on the peros. Machlokas on the peros. Right. All right. I think we've exhausted this issue. All right, so what should we do next? Did you prepare the Mishnah? The Yayin case?
Yeah.
You read it?
Which case is that?
Birchal Yayin Shlifnei Mosun Potos Yayin Shalachar Mosun, right? Then Beis Amel.
But Yeshiva just means you have to sit.
I think they want to say because you have to show that you have to be mechavim for the bracha. You have to show that you have das to be yotze. It tries to work it out with like a funny type of a reasoning, right? All right.
I thought it was an issue of pious lachem.
Yeah, but it's not a chashuv thing. There's no haseva. Right, Kviyas Makom is by Haseva, I thought.
Yeah, but if it would just be Das, then it would be simple just to know that, you know, the other person is having him in mind.
I think he has it on that tour, on the Beis Yosef over there in Reish Yud Gimel. The question, because there's two Girsas in the tour, on Kufay and Dal, I think. Two Girsas in the tour, if he says Yeshiva or not. All right. Anyway, I'm losing everybody, so let's go on to the next mission. Go ahead. Who wants to read the mission? Birchal Yayin Shlifnei Mosun Potos Yayin Shalachar Mosun. So what was the? So this we started this mission once, right?
Yeah.
So Rashi explained that that was the minhag. That was the way they used to have a suda. They would come in, right? Actually, they'd have yayin twice before the suda. First, they would wait for the party for everybody to arrive, and while they're waiting, they would sit and have yayin, right? Then, when everybody came, they would go on the mitos in the mokom suda, and they'd have another cup of wine, right? That was the yayin lifnei amazon, that second cup, because that was in the mokom suda. Right? Then they'd have the meal, and they'd have a little bit of wine during the meal. They'd have it really just to aid the achila. But then after the suda, they'd have yayin again, as a real shesida. Right? So this mission is saying that the bracha of the yayin lifnei amazon will pass the yayin shalach amazon. It doesn't talk about the yayin of the shalach amazon. Okay. Let's take a look at the Gemara.